What about RVDD? You know, obviously it's being studied, but you know, I've been hearing about that ever since I first heard about daratumumab, and still there's no data, but it still seems like it makes a lot of sense. Do you think that's where we're heading?
I think we are heading there. I think at ASCO, one of the best abstracts, in fact, when I ranked my abstract, that was the number one abstract, was the Cassiopeia trial that basically looked at something like Dara VRD or RVDD, as you called it. What they did was they compared VTD, thalidomide instead of lenalidomide, bortezomib, thalidomide, dex, VTD, versus daratumumab plus VTD. What they found was, and then they, you know, it's the frontline trial, patients are younger than 65, they go through transplant, and then they are randomized again to maintenance with Dara, Len versus Len. This Cassiopeia trial, the first portion, the VTD versus VTD Dara arms, results were reported at ASCO. What they found was improved MRD negative rate with the quadruplet. They also found much longer progression-free survival. But more important for me was there was already a significant trend for an overall survival benefit by using the quadruplet. So the four-drug quadruplet regimen is coming. We have data from the Griffin trial that Dara VRD is well tolerated, has a good response rate. We're going to have to wait for some more data on Dara VRD, but I think we are headed in that direction. I think we'll start seeing Dara VRD first starting to be used in the high-risk patient population, and as time goes on and people get more experienced and more data comes in, it'll expand to the standard risk group too. I think if Dara were not that expensive, I would be much more willing to consider Dara more liberally in the frontline setting. But the cost of Dara puts a pause. VRD itself is a very expensive regimen. And then when you add daratumumab, you're talking, you know, $300,000, $400,000 a year, and that's significant. But if you're using it four cycles for induction just to get the deepest MRD rate, then I think I can live with that.